New tariffs on goods coming from Canada and Mexico may hurt U.S. farmers. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A farm can be a wonderful place to grow up, but it can also be a dangerous place. Statistically, a child dies on a farm every 3 days somewhere in America. That needs to be fixed. Do whatever you can to make sure your kids keep safety top of mind, working or playing. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. President Trump's new tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico worry ag interests in the U.S., particularly in border states. Walter Schweitzer is president of the Montana Farmers Union.
In Montana, we have a good working relationship with Canada. Most of our feeder calves go north to the border to be finished, fed out, and many of them come back to the United States to be processed. Most of our inputs for growing our feed come from Canada. So these tariffs would have a very adverse impact on the cattle ranchers in Montana.
Schweitzer was testifying at a recent hearing by a House Agriculture Subcommittee.
The U.S. is the largest beef exporter in the world. We're also one of the largest beef importers in the world. Tariffs hit us both ways on that.
Schweitzer says the tariffs also come at a bad time.
Right now, many farmers are going in to get their operating loans renewed. And the bankers are dismissing any support from the U.S. government. If you take that out of our bottom line, we're not going to get our loans renewed.
Schweitzer says U.S. farmers have a hard enough time trading with Canada already, and the new tariffs only make the situation worse. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.